listener production.
Hello, Hamish Finlay here with your local briefing. Well, we could be waiting even longer to hop on the new fleet of trains replacing the XPTs. The project is already 3 years late and $1 billion over budget. And now today we're hearing major upgrades are still needed at stations around the state before the Spanish-built trains can hit the tracks. Labor's Jenny Acheson says it's a blatant waste of taxpayer dollars.
It just seems to be this never-ending catastrophe. We've got delays, billion-dollar blowouts on yet another transport project, which is a result of the dispute between the government and the overseas manufacturer.
A nervous wait for mortgage holders as the RBA gathers today for its first meeting of the year. Economists are predicting a ninth rate hike as efforts continue to bring the cost of living down. It comes as PropTrack forecasts national property prices will fall between 7 and 10% throughout 2023, on top of a 2.3% decline last year. A former investment banker says he's raised over $80,000 to put up scientists and experts set to appear at the Kathleen Folbig inquiry this month. Peter Yates has told the Australian the government won't pay for their accommodations. Folbig was convicted of killing her four children in the Hunter Valley, but the inquiry will consider new evidence that could cast doubt on that conviction. And here's a blast from the past for Bob Dylan fans on his new box set release. He's included a 10-minute track of the song Highlands that was recorded at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre back in 2001.
My heart's in the Highlands. I'm gonna go there when I think I'm good enough to go.
Updating sports, and Latrell Mitchell and Jack Whiten could face the media as early as today, just days after their fight out the front of a Canberra nightclub that saw the pair arrested and charged. Both players are now in camp with the Indigenous All-Stars in New Zealand and are expected to line up for Saturday's clash. And Manchester City could be relegated from the English Premier League after being charged with over 100 breaches of financial regulations. The Premier League last night found City to have broken the rules each year from 2009 to 2018.